community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, I've got Pete Searle. Pete, you're doing something absolutely amazing.
I hope so.
This is. I don't know how you're going to achieve this. This is beyond me. This is the same sort of thing as marathon runners. I don't know how it happens. I get up in the mornings and I'm out of breath. That's as far as I go. I walk to the car and I'm like that. Just getting the door open.
Yeah, I've been like that before. So this has been a lot of training, a lot of work.
I can imagine it has.
To get to this stage.
Now, just to fill everyone else in, you're actually doing a marathon Alzheimer's Research UK.
That's exactly right. Yes, I am on Sunday morning. I'm going to be swimming around Brownsea Island in Poole Harbour,
right.
Which is 4.5 miles. That's 7.5 kilometres.
Swimming
all the way, non-stop.
I'm great in the swimming pool. Up and down's all right. It's just swimming along I have trouble with.
Yep, it's different. Very different to swimming in a swimming pool. But some ways it's easier. Just go in a straight line, just keep going around the island.
So this is a sea area, am I right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's in Poole Harbour, down in Dorset. Some ferries and fish and everything all around, so... yeah.
But how are you? I know the cross-channel swimmers always smother themselves with goose fat, don't they?
They do, yes. There's none of that going on for me.
Seems a little bit weird, if you ask me. Too much.
Yeah, that's specifically for channel swimming, because you're actually not allowed to wear a wetsuit when you do that. But I will be in a wetsuit.
Good.
So, yeah, there's no goose fat for me.
So something I really want to know, and I know we haven't discussed this, is what made you do this for Alzheimer's Research?
Yeah, the reason I chose the charity was basically that my grandmother passed away in 2007 from Alzheimer's, just about 8 years before she eventually passed away. So it was something that she lived with and we all lived with around her for quite a long time, just gradually watching her condition deteriorate.
Yeah.
So it's always been something that I've wanted to do something to raise funds for them. You know, it's a charity which does a lot of work just trying to find a cure, a prevention for this disease, which just affects so many people and an increasing number of people.
Well, nearly 4 years ago now, it was actually the day before Christmas Eve, nearly 4 years ago, I lost my mother from dementia, and I know dementia and Alzheimer's are very, very closely linked. In fact, I don't know the difference, to be honest with you, between the two.
Had a look, because I wasn't sure as well myself, but basically dementia is a symptom and Alzheimer's is an actual disease.
Oh, so that's very closely
linked. So they're all very linked in, yes.
Oh, I see.
There are other diseases which provide symptoms for dementia, but I think about 80% of dementia cases are Alzheimer's as well. So Alzheimer's is the actual disease.
Ah, see, I learned something.
So, yeah, there you go. I did my homework
this
morning.
I didn't know that. And I know from and you'll probably be like, yeah, understand what I'm about to say, you actually lose your relative before you lose your relative. It's a very cruel thing to happen.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really good way of putting it. Like I say, she gradually got worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
And every time we went to visit her, because she lived the last 5 or 6 years of her life in a care home.
Yeah.
And every time you went to visit her, it would just take her that slight bit longer to recognise you.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the memory does go slowly but surely. It does eventually just go and you know, you see less and less of the person that you knew and remembered beforehand, which obviously is really awful. From, you know, my grandmother's perspective, if she had actually realised that she was losing her her brain in that way, would have been awful. But also for my grandfather, my mum, who was, you know, it was very difficult for everyone to see her going through that, because
it is awful.
You know, and she had such a brilliant mind, and you know, to see that disappearing and to the point where she, you know, she wouldn't be able to. She sort of managed to recognise me, but didn't know where she recognised me from. For example, you know, that's, it's difficult. And you know, it's just a horrible disease to see someone.
You have to, because it's so bad, and it's a very, very tragic circumstance. I found that I had to look on the bright side and look at the humorous parts of it, because there are a lot of humorous parts.
Absolutely. I mean, we did the same, and we were lucky actually, because my nan, for her entire my entire memory of her is that she was always laughing no matter what I played with her. So we could always just laugh when, you know, when she knew she knew you, but she didn't know who you were, she'd just start laughing, and we'd start laughing with her, and eventually you're just sharing this laugh together.
So that's amazing.
And that's, you know, that's what we had, and it was still nice to have that part of her characteristic.
Now, I've got one brother. I won't bore you with too many details. I used to go and see her, and she used to go, look at me, and she used to go, Michael came in today. She's talking about me. So I went, and to first of all, when your relative does this to you, you go, the hell's going on here? I mean, the twilight zone here.
Yep.
Really? Oh, yeah. No, he's a lovely boy, you know. Gets on my nerves a bit, but he's a lovely...
I'm sure it could have been worse. She probably could have said worse things.
Oh, she has. Don't worry about that. I could tell you stories about your hair going curly. But you have to look on the bright side.
You do.
Because it's so tragic.
Exactly. I mean, there's you know, at the moment, and this is why I'm fundraising for Alzheimer's research, because there is no... There's no cure. There's not even a prevention. So once it is diagnosed, at the moment, there is nothing that can be done apart from prepare you for what is to come.
Yeah.
So, you know, while it is stressful, tragic, and especially my granddad found it very difficult to accept what was happening, but you do have to take a little bit of humour in it. You know, my nan still did just come out with some absolute gems, and
they do.
And you just sort of laugh along. You can't do anything else.
My mum went in the home that she was in, which was in Hainault. She put in that home in Hainault, and I got called in one day, and it's like being called into school with when your child's been naughty. Like, oh, here we go. What am I walking into? What you done? Now, Mike, we want to talk about your mum. Yeah, she seems to have somebody else's engagement ring on. Really? And I'd say, Mum, where did you get that ring from? Oh, your father bought it for me. And she'd come out with this huge... When actually she was looking at me, and I know... I'd look at her and go, no, where you got it from? You've just woken up with it. And you go, I don't know. Someone must have bought it for me.
That'll do.
That's mine.
Yep.
And it took me 2 weeks to get this ring. I used to be a jeweller. So he's like, give me the ring and then we go and clean it. And oh, all right, there you go. And I went back and give it to the person. But all the time, this other person's going, ah, I want my ring. All right, calm. Can't stress anything, and that's the thing. You can't stress them because gets worse. Mm-hmm. You have to go along in this fairy tale land with them, and that's the hardest thing for relatives.
It is, yeah, exactly. And yeah, that was, you know, it's the problem is it just gets worse, and you know it's going to get worse. So hopefully, you know, with that we can get the charity, then, you know, we'll get closer and closer to that.
Now,
to that cure.
The biggest thing about this, and I know we mentioned this a little bit earlier on, is that they know very little about this. And I don't know whether they just haven't done any research or they haven't had the money to do the amount of research possible. But the first steps on curing something is to spot it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the biggest hole at the moment.
This is the biggest problem with Alzheimer's at the moment, is that it is so hard to diagnose early. So that when it is diagnosed, it's basically too late to try anything. You can't tell if the drugs are working or not. So it's really hard, even prevention for the disease. So they've actually released this week that they have found this blood test that is about 87% successful in diagnosis. Now there's a lot more research to go into this blood test at the moment, but it's a positive sign that if they can get earlier diagnoses, they can then work on testing drugs to see what ones prevent this memory loss, the damage to the brain, and then eventually work on full-on prevention and then start to work on a cure. So that's what the charity's aiming to do at the moment. And it's kind of helpful for me that they've discovered this and released this in the week building up to my swim.
But, big time.
It's just given me a lot more impetus this week to, you know, to get around that island.
It seems quite shocking to me. We're in the 21st century. It's 2014. And they can't spot this until it's too late.
Exactly.
And you just go, what? Hang on a minute. Why?
Sure.
Why? What's? I mean, it's in there somewhere.
And
something gets switched on or switched off.
And it's, you know, it's whether it's something that is always there. It's you know, you're born with it. Whether it's part of your genetics that, you know, eventually when you get to that age, it will start coming out. Or whether it's something that just happens when you get to that age, like a switch, it just happens. You know, that's what they need to work out first, and then they can work on the cure and the prevention.
So, you want to raise as much money for your swim on Sunday?
Absolutely.
Okay, have you got a Just Giving page or anything like that?
I do. I have a Just Giving page. So it's justgiving.com/Pete-Searles-swim. I can send that over to you if you like, if you want to throw it on the website.
We'll put it on the website with this interview.
That's where it is. So any funds at all towards that, I'll be absolutely over the moon with gratitude for, and it will just help me give that extra kick, extra stroke, extra fending off a shark to try and get around that island.
I've been spotted down there, you know.
I'm trying not to think about
that. I've been spotted. It was only, a year and a half ago, I think one was spotted down there.
He's probably gone away by now. That's what I'm thinking.
That's right. A bit, and then I'll do it then, all right? So we're going to get as much money raised as we possibly can for you. It's a fantastic cause, it really is.
Thank you, the earlier
they spot this, the more people that are going to be saved, and the more relatives that are going to be saved from going through this very, very traumatic experience.
Absolutely.
So we wish you all the very, very best for Sunday. We really do. Fingers crossed you do it. And will you come back on the show afterwards and tell us how you done?
Yeah, I'll let you know how I get on and come back in and chat about it if my arms can still raise.
If you can open the door.
Yep.
Next time I see you, it'll be 4 foot long. You'll be dragging knuckles going
off. Absolutely.
It really hurts. Pete, thank you very much for coming in. See you soon.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.